This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. North Korea fired what appeared to be two short-range ballistic missiles, according to South Korea's military. We get details from VOA's Bill Gallo.
It was the second time North Korea fired missiles in less than a week. South Korea's presidential Blue House said it is very worried about the apparent short-range missile launch, adding it does not help inter-Korean military tensions. South Korean officials say Seoul has increased security preparations in case of additional launches. The tests threaten to further upend nuclear talks between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
At the White House Thursday afternoon, President Donald Trump said he is taking a wait-and-see stance on how to respond to the launches.
The relationship continues, but we'll see what happens. I know they want to negotiate. They're talking about negotiating, but I don't think they're ready to negotiate.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wants the United States to relax sanctions in exchange for steps to dismantle his nuclear program. Trump has said he will not ease sanctions until Kim commits to abandoning his entire nuclear arsenal. U.S. authorities have seized a North Korean cargo vessel for allegedly violating international sanctions by transporting coal, North Korea's largest export, but subject to a U.N. export ban. The Justice Department's National Security Division said in a statement Thursday that the ship, the Wise Honest, was first impounded in April of 2018 by foreign maritime authorities in Indonesia. It is now on its way to the United States. A U.S. prosecutor said that North Korea was trying to export tons of high-grade coal and import heavy machinery in violation of international sanctions. The Justice Department said this is the first time the U.S. has taken possession of a North Korean cargo vessel for violating sanctions. This is VOA News. U.S. and Chinese negotiators are meeting at the White House with a midnight deadline looming for the United States to increase tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. At the White House Thursday afternoon, President Donald Trump said while he maintains a good relationship with China's president, he will not back down in these talks.
I like the president a lot. He's a friend of mine. But I'm representing the USA, and he's representing China. And we're not going to be taken advantage of anymore. We're not going to pay China $500 billion a year. So we put very heavy tariffs on China as of Friday, and we put them on also 8 months ago.
Trump said that China could not have seen the kind of economic development it has seen in the past few years without the money it makes from trade with the United States.
We've been paying China $500 billion a year for many, many years. China rebuilt their country because of us.
President Trump said China is building a ship every 3 weeks and is constructing high-performance fighter jets, while saying he respects China's growth and doesn't blame Beijing for advancing. Trump said he blames past U.S. leadership. South Africa's Electoral Commission has announced it will conduct an audit of Wednesday's national elections after receiving reports of double voting. VOA's Anita Powell has details.
The commission assured South Africans that while the audit was underway, other safeguards remained in place to preserve the integrity of the voting process. However, the Electoral Commission's announcement marks the first time the body will take such action and risks delaying official results. Of the votes tallied thus far, South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party has an early lead in the national elections, but has seen its share of the vote drop. Analysts tell VOA that the audit may also bring about additional challenges from political parties, further delaying the results. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Pope Francis introduced a new law Thursday governing the reporting and investigation of clerical sexual abuse in response to victims who have long called on the pontiff to address the crisis in the Catholic Church. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield says the new law provides special protection for whistleblowers.
Anyone who is making a report, particularly a report against their superior, cannot suffer any kind of prejudice, discrimination, or retaliation for having done so.
All 415,000 Catholic priests and 660,000 nuns will be required to report clergy sexual abuse and cover-ups by their superiors to church officials. Fears over tensions between the U.S. and China sent stock prices lower on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials were down more than 0.5%. The S&P fell by 0.3%, while the NASDAQ lost 0.41%. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.